Alright, it's a good afternoon. We say mahalapo in Oshuambo, and I don't know how they say it in my Osherero is very poor. You know, but when people speak, I think it is mauhara nawa, yeah, something like that. Yeah, but when somebody speaks, I understand, and just to answer all the language in Sadek. I mean, all the languages in Sadek, I understand them, except one. And that one, I bow down to it. That is the Koi Koi Kebab. That one, I respect it. But all the languages I understand, whether you are speaking Chokwe or Nyemba or Ngangela or Ngambwe, or whether you are speaking Vemba or Nyanja, Tonga or Chewa or Tumbuka, whether you are speaking Subia, Sifwe, whether you are speaking Oshuambo, whether you speak Zulu or Ndevele or Xhosa or Venda or Shangana, whether you speak Pedi or Sotho and Tswana or Shikalahadi, all those languages, Shona even itself, there is no language that you can gossip me in Sadek. But there is only one language. One. That is Kwe Kwe Kebab. That one, I respect it. But the rest of the language, you will be talking to me and I'll be smiling. You will be talking to me and I'll be smiling. Whether you're speaking Luvale or Mbunda or Lunda, you know, or Kikongo. Right. It's a good afternoon once again. And I was listening today morning on Pengomito. There is a mother that came in and said her phone, you know, she still gets news that, you know, people still use her WhatsApp. And, you know, people still see her status, but her phone is broken. Before we get to that point, because the answer is very simple. That's not even a police issue. Like I was hearing people saying, you must go to the police. The answer will solve it here on this tech show now. So please, that mathematics or that mathematical equation, we are going to solve it here. And you can call in. Today is Friday. You can call in and you can talk to me in your language, but I just don't want a dominant language. I will take one person per language, those who are listening. And I always apologize because, you see, I tried to learn Damaranama, but I couldn't. Maybe because I was not exposed enough to the language. I didn't have enough exposure to the language. I'm going to try it once again before I grow old. At least that is the one language I need to learn before I grow old. Today we are going to look at very general tech topic. And I think there is a need for education within ourselves. And maybe before we even go technological, I always listen to radio, and I notice one thing, why it is difficult for us to, adapt to technology. Or just adaptation itself in general. You know, it's very, very difficult for us to change. You know, for us to accept that we are living in a different world, and therefore we need to change. We find it very difficult. And that's why even our leaders, if you listen to their presentation in their speech, they will always refer to colonialism, you know, to what happened 200 years ago, or to what happened, which is good because history can never be erased. You know, history can never be compromised. But there are things that we are doing now that are not connected in any way to the past. There are gross mistakes that we are doing now that are not connected to the past. Let me give you an example. If I make a mistake here on radio, it is not connected to my disability. You see, it is not connected to my disability. If I make any mistake, is connected to the to a factor is either ignorance or, you know, human error, but it is in no way connected to my disability. So there are things that there are gross mistakes that we are making as a nation that have nothing to do with South Africa. There are mistakes that we are doing, economic ignorance. Gross economic ignorance that we are doing when we fail to negotiate properly. That cannot be linked to Jan van Riebeek. Or it cannot be linked to, John Foster. It cannot be linked to apartheid system or colonialization. Nope. And this failure of understanding life and its dynamic, in terms of how life advances and changes, is very, very, very critical. You know, it's very critical. So there are things that we are doing today that has nothing to do with yesterday. And it seems that we cannot afford to let yesterday go. Now, if you want to know that, if I want to justify further what I'm saying, is, of course, I was listening to Andrew today, and he was saying that the president has left to New York for America-Africa summit, 14 days. Now, if we go into history, America is the same empire that empowered South African Union to colonize. Whether it's Namibia or South Africa, is actually the same British Empire. America is just a fragment of it. So, but when things suit us, we go without question. But when we want to make an excuse, we go back and blame, colonialization for everything. So why am I saying that? I'm starting it politically because most of us understand politics more than tech. So most of you understand politics more than tech. Because technology sometimes, in its vast dynamic nature, not everything makes sense to everyone. But in politics, if I mention a name of a politician now, you already have a preconceived, standpoint about the person. So, and I open the line immediately, this line will be flooded with calls. Because every one of us that is listening has a preconceived, semi-finished kind of standpoint towards a certain politician. But if I speak about artificial intelligence and open the lines, I'll get.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Yep,
dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie frekseer nie?
Dit was net so effens seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
So if I talk about artificial intelligence and open the lines, I'll get 0 to maybe 2 calls coming in because that is not something that is immediate or immediately understood. In politics, you don't need to understand, you just need to have an opinion. Now, I started this so that I may make the next point. Now, one problem that we have is when we are convinced about something, whether that thing is wrong or right, we hardly give it up. If no matter how wrong it can be, we hardly give it up. Because we are convinced that this is the way to go. Now, coming to the issue of the phone, that when I listened to on the radio, the solution is just very simple. Now, let me start doing this way. Facebook, WhatsApp. WhatsApp is online. It's not governed by the SIM card of the phone. WhatsApp is governed by data. So the SIM card does not play a role in the functions of the phone. You can remove your SIM card from the phone and still use your WhatsApp. You can still use your WhatsApp without a SIM card on your phone. Because when you download WhatsApp and you just enter the number is just a medium. But WhatsApp can function without a SIM card. I'm just using the word medium there for lack of better words. Now, in the case of what happened, what was on the radio, and the reason why I'm saying it does not require any police investigation, because there are only two things that are involved here. Number one, she said that she gave the phone to the children. They gave the phone to the children. There are two things. When the children deleted, or it could be that the children did not delete the WhatsApp account of the parents. Therefore, they continued using that WhatsApp. And they could even download another WhatsApp called WhatsApp JB, parallel to the WhatsApp Messenger. And they can enter their number there while this other WhatsApp is functioning. That's another scenario. So they can use the status. They can still, you know, when they are using the status, it can still appear on their account. Now, this is when the children are not aware of what they are doing. If they are not aware that the WhatsApp they are using is for their parents, that can still go. That's why they can still see the status. That's scenario number one. This scenario is not having much strength compared to the scenario that I'm about to say. Scenario number two. If you put a new SIM card in a phone, WhatsApp will be notified that a new number has come in. And WhatsApp will now ask you, do you want to continue with this number or not? Then you say no. Once you say no, you no longer, the WhatsApp will continue on the old number. And therefore, it will be justifiable for the parents to still be having their account active. Because when the person put a new SIM card, which is a new number in a phone, the phone will notify, there will be a notification that will come. And most of the time people will just say no. Okay, the people will say no, and then they continue with a different account. So I have two numbers. If I take my other number and I put it on this phone that I have now, there will be a question that if I want to change the new number, I want to change to the new number, I will say yes. If I want to change to the new number, or I will say no if I want my old number to still continue on that account, or if I still want to continue on the account. Because you cannot have two accounts with the same number. Once you log into out of the one account, you are out. So one number cannot appear on two accounts. That's very impossible. And I can tell you that's not even a cyber situation. It's not a cyber crime yet for you to go to the police. This is just common, you know, knowledge that we are sharing here. So it is either the children did not log out of the account. Because if somebody borrows me their phone to use and I put my SIM card, I need to delete that WhatsApp, their own WhatsApp, and download re-download the WhatsApp that will require my number for me to be able to retrieve all my messages. Now, I could listen in the morning and people were arguing to say, no, but how come my names, all my contact details are still there? There is what we call Google account. You have a Google account or an Apple account. That's a cloud system that stores your data, your information, whether it's your contacts or your videos, your all your documents. Once you log in, once you enter your details, all your contact details, I mean all your contacts, you will get them. They will download automatically on your phone. So they will download automatically on your phone. Now, maybe the sad part of things also is that most of the people who are affected by these problems, they speak, you know, vernacular language. And most of the time, they might not understand the English. So how I wish I was 20 in one. Because the time that we are living in, if we don't understand it, we will open a case for the police for a WhatsApp that is not deleted in the phone. You're going to open a case at the police station. Because we do not have the knowledge. We do not have the understanding. You know, something like this looks, or it sounds very simple. And for a high-tech person like you who is listening, you even want to switch off now because this does not make sense to you. But do you know that we still have a vast majority of people who don't even understand what you are talking about? Or there are those people who need this type of information. Because, you see, when we talk about development, if you leave a certain community behind, it is called marginalization. Whether that marginalization is intentional or unintentional, it is called marginalization. So when you develop, when Windhoek is better than Opuo, then we can say Opuo is marginalized. You know, if Walvis Bay grows developed highly better than Ondangwa, we will say Ondangwa is marginalized. That word marginalize, I think it sounds more serious. Let's say maybe left behind. When you are left behind, you are marginalized. So if it's, so this type of knowledge, there are people that should need it. And it's very important. So for you not to go and trouble MTC, because MTC will go and check on their system and they will find out that the number that you are talking about is registered in your name. And it ends there, unless there is a gross violation that was done using your number. That's where further investigation can be done by, you know, law enforcement agencies. But if it is a status that is being shown on your phone or your own account, your WhatsApp account, there are two scenarios that are involved. Number one, we need to know who is, you know, uploading this status. Because like I said, you can only have one account at a time. One account, one number. You cannot have two accounts with the same number. Maybe that's a feature that is yet to come in WhatsApp updates, but it's not yet there. We are not yet there. So, before we investigate the issue on the police, you know, before the police comes in, let's check if we understand how WhatsApp works. Because if you don't understand how WhatsApp works, you will open a case at the police, or you will want the police to come and investigate. But there is no case there. The case here is the account is still active and it needs to be deleted. Now, if my phone is off and I find another phone and I download WhatsApp and I log in with my number, immediately on my other phone, which is off, I'll be logged out. So I'll be logged out. Right, before we go further, before we continue, it is, of course,
Drakuru ke gesik a. Na tla tum amtisa wako e. Tla tla tla. Ka khun drata. Jugisu dwara wako teke go khasi. Kamutwa kwa uka atinga zinke gesi kwa kawusin. Eka muka gaba kwa uka uwa kwa uko kaba ke muka wun kawusin. Kwa uwa gesi kwa kwa uwa community ga ke muwese. Mutwa boma amju dore ke community kaya idu guwa muke kain kwa uwa muka. Gesi kwa uwa kwa uwa state ga ta uwa muwese kwa muka. Kwa ra jama amti ke okwa ta ukrewa. Ake kwa ra ke traditional authority uko gesi kwa board. Anga bo akan kun oko gesi kwa adra. Taktoa msika. Kai waka ya hito ma mtike gesi kwa kuru ek kai wa no 5 ka wa 2022 ga. Ministra wa kankum tari du oko kwa kuru wa kwa tamok usin ka wa ju gesi ni kwa ndra ke gesi kwa ake tanga kwara. Ministri ka tamakal perit ka kwa ma mtike dra kuru tamake chisin ka e. Ke kakwesi ka wa gesi kwa ek no 5 ka wa 2022 ga. Kwara jua ehea kurudra, kwara ake tanka wa gesi kaga. Juwe aho tike kakao kachika kwa maamti, ya kata ake marino kai wa 4,000, ofa uwa dorongo ke kurinyo e kechis nka e kamake ka. Hitu ahea karedra, kamake konti ke authority, haba ya kata ati ke mariko ngu wa 5 ke tamwese ka drani hangon. State ke nguika uwa kwang u gesi kaa ke traditional kaosin, higia ke kaa kakukwe ke ngu karu oko ngu dorea. Taswe drake gesi kwa waka ehea kuiju kwa oko gumi harasu. Drai toa maamti wa iwe community a kaos nga gaba gesi ke kati ngana ke gu gungu oko ka mti asu. Ministri akre juwesu oka ngati ngasu oko gaba sika wa kaga kama ke tekaise system kwa uwa nguiloga. Community kaos a kati ke klati weka gya ke drakuru ga katoa maamti ke traditional authority. Gesi kwa of ministri kantor tumsi ke kwe agea. Loka waka aga gyati weka kwa maamti ke dra, huang kwa nge ngasi kama ke gesi kwa board. Kuru dra ke gesi kwa kwa ra ke ta kwa maamti ke kwa kuru oko huang uke program ka e gesi kwa nyundure dawsi tkhauti ke. Hanwa wa Republika wa Namibia, European Union oko German Corporation ke German Development Bank. Ke tiki zamsi ngamkui ke Ministry Public Relations Office ke nomoraka ya kama 06 yen 20 yen 7929.
Yalo. Now, I thought I was on time when it comes to the ad. But before we go further, or while we are on this point, you can actually call through. The number in studio is 083-288-401. You know, the part is that we are using applications, but most of the time we don't know how they work. So we don't know how they work. We only know how to send voice notes and messages, but we don't know how they work. So now, the danger of logging on. All right, we have a call. Yes.
Yes, Franz.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, gentlemen.
Good.
You know, when you are talking of this technology thing and WhatsApp, networking, you know, but
yeah.
The biggest crime, and it's a traitor of a type, the government is committed against the Namibian people. It's for the government to adapt technology which they themselves has no control over. It's a treason. You know what? Because when you add this technology, like cell phone, internet, our government has no sovereignty over that. As you are saying, even if you don't even know where is this information is going. You don't know. And the government has no control over that.
Yeah, this type of data is, you know, processed in the servers that are in US or, you know, wherever.
Yeah, but does our government have sovereignty over that thing?
No, let alone access.
Yeah.
You cannot have sovereignty over something that you have not access to.
That's what I'm saying. Can't you see, Kuja, that is a treason against the state, the people? It's a treason against the state, because the state is the people, the constitution and the boundary. They now here you are infringing the rights and the sovereignty of the people in terms of privacy and what and other things. And when you are talking of these things, you should also understand the fact that, look, first of all, even if you might not have that ultimate control over it, at least you must teach your people how to use the technology. Just imagine our kids, we're living in the world of technology, and our kids at school, they are not even taught these things. WhatsApp, TikTok, Instagram, what is for, Facebook, what is for? What are the disadvantages and advantage? That's why you find people just buying cell phone, and from there they start doing, you know. And remember, some of these things like TikTok, Facebook, and what are they are meant used to spy, because everyone is just taking a video of anything. Did you know where this information is going? Did you know who is listening on those groups and what? It's a spy. It's a treason against the state. That's why the Chinese themselves, they cannot.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. You can always come back. All right. You see, the problem is, of course, if this is treason, then it's not only the state that is, you know, involved here. It's you and me. Because we did not protest against Facebook, WhatsApp. We download it in our phones, on our own will. And, you know, nobody holds you at gunpoint to say you must use it. But at the same time, you have no choice because this is where the world is. This is where we are. You know, you have no choice. Eagle FM.
I'm back. Yeah? That's what I'm saying. How can the government try to spy people to control what people are saying? And at the same time, it's unable to control or to spy those that are saying against the state. It's impossible. It's making no nonsense. Now you want to put more pressure on the individual, like your citizen, your people, that they elected the government that you are. At the same time, you don't have control over those against that are spying against the state itself, the country itself. What is that? What is that? Let's be honest here. If we really want to make, you know, contribution to the nation building,
yeah,
you adapt the technology which the state has no sovereignty over. Otherwise, leave it like that.
Well, you are wearing a shoe. You mm-hmm. don't know where that shoe is coming from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? You are even eating food which you don't know. You don't have the capacity in the laboratory to do assessment of the safety of those food on your people.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? It seems that we have lost him there. But you can come through. So the solution to the problem of the WhatsApp is not the police or MTC. It's logging out of logging that account out. And you may say your children, you know, don't have their phone, but they have your number. So just tell them to log out and everything will stop from there. So that's the only solution here. It's not a police issue. It's a logging and log out issue. Yes.
Good morning. Good afternoon, my brother, Mr. Frank.
Yes, nearly said Envalde. Abdul.
Yes, sir.
How's it?
I'm doing okay. How's your day?
Good.
Yeah, good afternoon, dear listeners. Yeah, Mr. Frank, I'm listening just a few times when I'm talking. I'm listening to your show. You're talking about NTC and the network, ne? Right?
No. We are not really talking about network.
You're talking about MTC.
We are not talking about MTC. I've just used that word. That is in passing.
Okay.
You did not listen from the beginning.
Yeah, no. I was out. I just came now. I was listening to my phone, but I was listening to MTC. There was having a shoot. Yeah, okay, let me take some point that you was having with the callers. Me, I'm stuck on Namibia network now. Between you talking about the global network also. I have a big concern of MTC. The reason why, they are trying to manipulate the people of Namibia by refusing them not to participate in network system in the country.
You are making a serious allegation. You are saying,
and it's not a joke.
No,
it's a serious one.
Yes, but you are making a serious allegation. You are saying MTC is preventing Namibian people from taking part or in the network.
Yes, sir.
What network?
The MTC network system by communication. They are telling people to go re-register their SIM card, and if they are not going to do it by January, they are going to shoot all those people who do not want to register and their information that they are looking for, namely name, address, telephone number, and then plus other information that they want in the system to put before this person going to be have access of network.
No, you are making a mistake there, because the organization that is responsible for that directive is not MTC. So
okay,
MTC is just a mobile home and a telecommunication service provider, a mobile service provider that is adhering to the directive from the regulatory body that is responsible for communication.
Thank you. That's exactly it. And that is under the Ministry of Information and the Global Network System. So connecting.
Yeah, but you putting MTC in. You putting MTC in. That's where I have a problem with you.
Yes, Mr. Fran, the reason why we are blaming MTC, because the majority citizens, 85% of Namibia, participate in network system, connected themselves in the MTC service station, as a network service.
There are
35%.
You see, for me, I like factual information. So let's do this.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go and read up about that SIM registration process. Go and find out who is behind it. Who is?
I know, Mr. Francis.
No, you don't know, because what you are saying now gives me a clear understanding that you don't know. And look, I cannot waste time, because my time is limited. I need to take other calls. So go and read up that information and come back to me on Monday. I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, no problem.
Right. All right, 083.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression, and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight, and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hefero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada po Mura Rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
All right, we continue. You can come through the number in studio 083-238-401.
Yes, Frank, good afternoon.
Yes, how's it?
How is your meta?
Meta is good. I did not yet eat lunch. I cannot really say whether it's good or not. I'm yet to go and find out when I come out of here.
Oh, okay. So, Frank, what I on the issue of why our country is not even look? Because I see like China, the Facebook and the WhatsApp, but there are things that are called the Weibo and WeChat. Why are we not? Why should we take just things straight from America as they are? Why are we not taking it? Then we invent it in our own way, just like what China is doing.
Okay, do you know that in China? Let me give you the population ratio here and the issue of purchase power parity, the ability to buy. Now, Namibia is 2.5 million.
Yes.
And China is 1.4 billion. So the 2.5 million that we are is just a small settlement in China.
Yes.
Yeah, so with that wide gap between you and China, that comparison is a little bit, is unfair. Because the people that are coding and programming in China that are coming up with applications, they have a market yes. for themselves. Yes. They have a market up to over maybe 1 billion people, or even, you know, 700 million or 800 million, which a Namibian programmer and coder might not have.
Yeah, no, we also have a market if the government puts on a virus to protect the market from African competition.
No, we my brother, how many people are buying Namibian beef?
Buying Namibian beef?
How many countries are buying Namibian beef? They are not even up to 10 or 20.
Yes.
Why? So if beef, that is an upper and lower jaw mathematic, cannot be bought by every country in the world, how much more when we are talking about an application that needs one to be credible and is also need funding? You know, that comparison is a little bit unfair.
Yes, okay. Let's go to MTC. I think Abdul is right. Because as me, myself, who is talking here, I don't got my number from Crane. I bought my number from MTC. So now MTC is getting instruction from Crane to record even my private conversation and send it to Crane so that Crane will have them for 5 years. So who do we need to punish? We are not punishing Crane because we don't buy anything from Crane. We must punish MTC.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm having a personal conversation with my parents or with you. It's because I don't want my father to hear it. But now, MTC is not all in Crane. They are not even differentiating which one is a sensitive.
Okay, Omlemba.
Yes.
I want you to go and read up. Come back to me on Monday with the difference between MTC and CRAN in terms of their operations.
I know there's a difference.
CRAN no, because if you knew there was a difference, you would not make yes. that argument.
What argument? What argument did I make? What argument did I make? CRAN is
you are even speaking far from your phone now. I can no longer hear you.
Yes. I'm saying CRAN is the regulator body. Uh-huh.
CRAN
is the one that instructed MTC. We put our call and send it to Crane so that Crane so it for 5 years. Like just when we are having our file at our office, our file is being stored for 5 years, and if there's nothing come up, we go and send them. My question is, we buy from MTC, not for Crane. So we must just finance MTC because MTC is not even differentiating between personal and private against the conversation.
Okay, Omlemba, let me ask you this question. If your road is, look, if I construct a road today,
yes,
and that road, let me say it was fine, and now it is getting old.
Yes.
Whom do you call to go and repair, to go and fix the road? So the process of the fixing that road, where does it start?
It starts from road fund.
Uh-huh. Then it goes where?
Then open for advertise tender. There is a tender apply and the Chinese win the tender.
Okay, that is when it is a national road like a highway. Let me say it's within the municipal area.
Yes.
Who starts the process?
In Valdezbar.
Yes.
It's municipality.
Uh-huh. Why is it municipality?
Because at least then we pay latent taxes for them to maintain the road.
Municipality is a governing body.
Yes.
So for me, I'm just a service provider that came to build that road.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You can only blame me if I don't do my job. But if I have done my job, the first person that has to start it is municipality.
So now you think we must not complain at MTC, we must go complain at Crane.
Clan is governed by law. That is the custodian of that law is the Minister of Information.
Yes. But the problem is, my problem is here. Why is MCC making people to take statement and oath for purchasing a SIM card from MCC?
What statement and oath?
Look now, if you are buying a SIM card, you must first go to the police station, get a statement and oath that it is your number, so that you can be able to be given that SIM card. If you don't get a statement from the police and out, and I think that's where they are betraying the people, why should I take a system and out at the police for me to be able to go out buy a SIM card if I'm going to buy everything in this country without a statement of out?
Okay, Omlemba, do you buy your gun at a supermarket?
In Jumbo, in Lagos, we bought them from Jumbo.
When?
Jumbo.
Yes, but I said, when did you buy your gun?
2014.
What were the procedures?
If you must pay cash, then when you pay cash, you go to the police, then you fill in the form.
Okay. So, why do you go to the police for a gun?
Because that's the procedure.
Uh-huh. So why is it a problem for a SIM card? Because a SIM card nowadays is also a loaded gun.
Yeah, but when you buy a gun, you don't take a statement and oath. My problem is...
No, it doesn't matter, but you go to the police. What do you go and look for at the police? You go and look for what?
It matters because this statement and oath, it's because Crane wants to store information, and they're going to use it against you one day if maybe Crane gets hacked and the information that you were gossiping your mother and your mother heard about it, and Crane will say, but here's the statement you signed to the police that we can store information for 5 years. And
okay, Lemba, let's do this. Yes. You see, we are starting this issue on the surface. Let's go to the bottom. And I'm afraid my time is running fast. But, I just want you to investigate why do you need to have an oath for a SIM card. And
I investigated already. I'm
no, you did not do, not you did not do your job properly. I want you to go back and investigate again, then we meet on Monday.
I'm just a half-time social activist. I don't get remunerated for spreading information or thoughts.
No, because this information that you have is one-sided. I want you to go and investigate it and come back to me. We meet on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sharp, Frank.
Sharp. You see, the problem is that we do not understand how powerful the SIM card is. You know, because if we understand how powerful the SIM card is, you can actually understand the benefit that is there when a SIM card is controlled. You will understand the benefit of a controlled number. If you don't understand what a SIM card is a loaded AK-47. A SIM card is a loaded AK-47. So, most people can be made or be broken by a SIM card. So, when it is known that this number is in whose name, it is easy to track down if there is any crime committed. But crimes are committed because people are communicating with phones. And incident last year, we had cases of people being robbed in banks. And we are the same people that were complaining on radio saying that people were communicating with, that there were people communicating. How did they know that I have this money? It's a SIM card. So it's a SIM card. It's just a matter of a text message. Where, so. This person. And immediately the people can come and they can grab the money and go. But if that is that is controlled, such kind of incidences will be minimal. So a SIM card is another type of a gun. So I think we were supposed to even appreciate this process. If we understand what a SIM card is. Right, I can maybe take one more before I go for a short break to come back and say goodbyes. Okay, I'll be going for a short break, and after that, I'll be coming back to say my goodbyes. Just stay tuned. So a SIM card is another type of a gun. So the other gun kills physically, but the gun in the form of a SIM card kills financially, emotionally, psychologically. So a SIM card is a gun. It is as loaded as that gun that you buy in the Jumbo. The only difference is the way those guns, is the way they kill. The other one kills emotionally, psychologically, and it can also facilitate.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it.
Easy money.
Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
So this other gun in your phone, it facilitates your financial death, your psychological and emotional death. While the one that you got in a Jumbo, it facilitates the process of you joining your ancestors. So that's where the difference is. So having said that, it's a goodbye from me. We are going to meet again on Monday on a tech show. Stay tuned for On the Radar.